Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
All right, it is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are, of course, streaming on the Odyssey app. 10,584. That was the final number, by the way. We had some more toys and money come in the overnight. So thank you to everybody, whether you came out to one of the Simon malls to donate, you dropped off toys here at the radio station. I talked to one of my coworkers who was in here on a Sunday after returning from a trip, and there was somebody sitting out in the parking lot trying to drop off toys to the radio station for us. We just appreciate you guys so much. You brought us money. You brought us checks. Your business. We're just so grateful to all of you that got involved again this year for our 14th year. So 10,584 toys, which, as you heard just a moment ago, went off without a hitch at Deck the Hall Ball on Saturday night.
I think it went off just as you would expect from something that has to do with Carson and Kennedy and Dan. I feel like it's right on brand.
I think we nailed it.
From the 339, when situations like that happen, the audience doesn't know there's a glitch because they don't know the schedule. Ad lib all the way. Nice job, guys.
Oh, no. Yeah. I would agree with you 18 times out of 10, but that one, no. It was very
well, and also, if I'm being honest, Kennedy is so concerned about the schedule. She is having a panic attack as this is happening.
Attack. I kept it pretty much undercover, but I was like, what do I do? So I was about to leave the stage to try and come back and figure it out, but
which was great for me because now I'm just standing there. At one point, Kennedy just like disappeared to the back of the stage.
Well, I was
with
trying
Nick
to get things done.
I know you were, but I'm like, where did Kennedy go?
She was trying to fix the problem.
I know.
As per usual.
But again, when it's all happening in real time in front of thousands of people,
you got it.
A little bit of a moment.
Yeah.
It was another very funny moment that happened. So we do our sound check and, you know, you get up on stage for, you have about 15 minutes or so to check microphones, check. I'm playing electric guitar. Nick is playing acoustic guitar. Kennedy is singing. Just making sure everything is right. They can hear everything out there. Yeah. We can hear everything. You know, there's monitors and all these sorts of things. And to be honest with you, last year it didn't go as well as it probably should have. We just weren't
really
prepared. We had like 2 minutes and that was it. So this year they made some time for us, which was wonderful. So we get done and we go back into the dressing room and we're all kind of on cloud nine, the three of us, because we had a sound check. It sounds great. We're all excited. Kennedy has her outfits. We are like now in a moment. And Nick sets down his acoustic guitar. There's a little sofa in our dressing room. And he lays it down just across the top of the sofa. And then he turns around to do something else. And I see it out of the corner of my eye. It is sliding off of the sofa.
Oh, no.
And there's a million things running through my brain. First of which is, he's not going to be able to play if this thing crashes to the ground. And it's a very expensive, nice guitar. And so I dive to stop his guitar. I literally stop it like an inch off of the ground from smashing. Okay, now I am still wearing my electric guitar around my neck. And as I grab his, I rip the strings on mine and they come undone. So now I have torn up my guitar strings. So now I'm not going to be able to play. So
does one keep extra guitar strings in their case? I'm not a guitar player.
One typically does.
One typically does, Dan.
But not you typically.
Well, as somebody that doesn't have a lot of experience playing out in front of people or taking, you know, your guitar on the road. The answer is no.
Okay.
I did not have any. I do have some, but they were at the house because that's where I play most of my guitar, not at an arena. So now I go back out to the sound guy and like, hey, I've broken my guitar. The sound guy's like, well, we don't do that. You have to talk to a guitar tech from one of the other bands. So I go and
I figured with all the guitars that were there, there had to be an extra A string or whatever it was that you needed. There had to be.
But now I have to be the guy that has to go say, hi, so like,
this has to happen every time there's a show.
I guess.
Trust. There. Somebody loses something, a guitar string. I just feel like that's got to happen.
I know. But you don't want to be that guy that doesn't have the stuff, right? So Finally, they find me a full set of strings. I even tried to pay for them. They're like, no, it's fine. It was a part of the budget. You're okay. And now I have to string my guitar. And this guitar I've only had for a year, and I've never strung it, and it has this weird little setup. So now I don't even know how to string this guitar. I have to get Nick to help me.
Well, good thing Nick was there.
No, thank God. Thank God for Nick being there. That is for sure. But we all, you know, we got it all squared away, and it was fine. It was fine. But it was just, it was funny.
Just one of them things.
I just saw that guitar getting ready to smash on the ground. I'm like, this is not going to be good.
Well, thank you
good.
For saving it, because we couldn't have done it without him. Full stop.
No.
Period. End of story.
Yeah, it was. it was true. It is true. Kennedy.
Yeah.
We're going to do two-man band.
Okay.
You gave a quick introduction on stage about this song, but for people that don't know the history of this song, can you give it again real quick?
So I think 3 years ago, we decided to write an original song, or maybe four, and we asked you guys to all send in one sentence about the show, and we took them all together, and Nick cobbled it into a song.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Right. And so every year I try and update it a little bit so it's not dated, and so we can highlight the things that happened this year. So here is Two Man Band 2025.
All right, kids. So we're going to start with a song that you guys helped us write called Two Man Band. Every year I try and update it a little bit. So we hope you enjoy it. It's all for you. Can you believe it's almost 17 years? We're so lucky to have you as pals. And there's nothing we love more in this world than when you say, suck it, Sal.
Suck it, Sal!
Decades of love, stories and laughter, craft beer and tequila decanters, parodies and some games tossed in, and we're the number one sports show in all of Boston.
Let them know.
Kennedy's feet are planted in Quincy. Carson's foot somewhere in his mouth. Lana calls in saying, bless your heart. It doesn't mean here what it means in the South. Through all my dating disasters and likes, you try to give me the best advice. I know you just want to be a big brother, but sometimes you sound a lot like my mother. Through Tinder swipes and therapy, I've been there for you, you've been there for me. Yes, sometimes we're rough, but none of that could break us up. You lean on me and I'll lean on you. That is what will get us through. Though many have come and gone, this two-man band just keeps on playing on. Wicked long walk, and we sent Dan to school. So what if we didn't win a Marconi again? And we caught a Dorito thief. Who was that fool?
I don't know.
Some people say I laugh like a dude. Well, maybe I do, but still it's rude. Who knew a prince could captivate us, and your dad jokes would nauseate us? So bad, just so bad. Through Tinder swipes and therapy, I've been
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.